Hi everyone, I'm Peyton Stark and I am the GRE Program Coordinator here at Claiborne Education. I am here to talk to you today about study accountability. So this is really something that I think applies across all of our programs, any test that you're studying for, any class that you're studying for. But when I work with GRE students, it's a pretty unique situation often. Most of the students that are taking the GRE are really busy. Students are either in school full-time, working full-time, sometimes working full-time and in school part-time. Some people that take the GRE have families, have kids. Really, there's students that are coming from all over the place, students that have been that are in school or students that have been out of school for years. So what we do is we really work with you to figure out a study schedule that works for your life. And working with a tutor is one of, I think, the main benefits of working with a tutor is to have an accountability partner, somebody that will guide you through the process and will make sure that you're keeping up with your studying and will also adjust your study plan based on your life and your needs. You can, of course, do this on your own, but it's very challenging, as you probably know if you've studied for any test, just to kind of stay on track. So I wanted to just provide some tips for how to kind of keep yourself accountable as you study for a test, specifically for the GRE. The first thing you want to do is really just look at your life, honestly. So look at your schedule and think about kind of two questions. When would you ideally want to study based on just how your brain works, how you feel, when you think you're most productive? Then the second question that you need to ask is, when are you realistically going to be able to study? Maybe you want to study in the morning and that would be ideal, but the reality is you just can't. And you have time in the evenings, and that's what we're working with. Wherever you're at, it's totally fine, but it's really important to start by just being honest. The second step or the second tip that I have is then to take that information and set some really reasonable study goals. So looking at your schedule, find some specific time that you can devote to studying and schedule it. Mark that time off. Don't plan anything else during that time. Keep that time really set aside to study. The third kind of thing that we do with our GRE students is and that you will need to do as you kind of work through the program is to then just track all of your studying. So based on the time that you have and what you need to study, it's very important to write out really specific goals. So an example of this is, okay, you need to study GRE vocab. You could write down study GRE vocab, but what does that actually look like? For me, I took the GRE really recently. I set a goal of trying to study for about 8 15-minute blocks a week. That worked pretty well for me. I could do about 2 a day sometimes. I could do 1 a day. It felt really reasonable and it just kept me on track. And I literally wrote out 8 15-minute kind of little blocks on a piece of paper. I'm really into note cards. I write everything. I write my study plans on note cards. But it's just really important that you write down your goals, your study goals, and then as you do them, you mark them off. You check them off just to keep track of your progress and to also assess if it's reasonable. So if you write down 5 study goals and you only do 1 of them, then maybe we need to kind of look at your schedule and figure out if there's a better way to structure your time and kind of a better, more realistic set of goals that we can set for you. So you can do this in lots of different ways. You can kind of track your goals online. As I said, I track everything on a little note card that I fill out at the beginning of the week and carry around with me throughout the week. But this process of just looking at your life, setting some reasonable goals, and tracking them is really, really key to success in a test, especially if you're living the busy lives that our students are living. All right, that's all for now. Hope you all have a great day.